Mark Stevens has jumped in the studio for all those footy news.
Powered by hot wind and air.
Came in really early then. I wasn't anywhere near finished that intro. You just jumped in.
But I think the companies have been told to avoid this area because we're onto them for some dangerous flying.
No, no, well, they're all good.
It's like we're air traffic controlling here.
We are up very high.
GPS.
We are up very high.
Now avoiding the Carlton studios.
We do have a good vantage point for the balloons to come past.
But just thinking about sporting movies quickly, wouldn't you love a Happy Gilmore 2? It's the one thing I'm hanging
out for. Where does he go?
Seniors tour. Wouldn't it be great? Happy with grey hair. Shooter's still around. He's still alive.
Where does he go, Happy? What's the storyline? He's saved Nana's or Mum's grandma's house.
Another crisis, a financial crisis of his own that he needs to save himself.
He spent all his cash.
Yeah. Well, I think he must be writing something, Adam Sandler, because it is such a cult show that there's got to be a number two in the works.
Some would say the first one was the number two.
Best ever.
Well, I quite like Happy Gilmore.
But But today, look, things are getting to crisis point in women's footy. Just quickly, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Your insight and where it's at. Commission meeting looming today. Can we finally get a result and a start date and even an agreement on the pay? Because there's talk that some of these women now are considering their futures, perhaps careers elsewhere. There's people overseas, there's people in the suburbs waiting to see what will happen. Could we have something happen today?
Well, something could happen. I imagine they'll ratify the start date. Well, Gil told us last week that the start date will be the bye week in between the home and away and the finals in the men's comp. So that's when it will start. What it looks like up until that time with trading periods and expansion signing periods and drafts and that sort of stuff, I don't think too many people know at the moment. But I don't think the commission have any power over that because it's becoming a conversation between, well, still is, the PA and headquarters regards to the CBA. So until they get the CBA done, I don't think they can be certain about anything.
Is the anger real in the women's community?
Yeah, it's absolutely real. Absolutely real. Very frustrating period because they haven't been, the players particularly haven't felt they haven't been treated anywhere near with the respect that they should be treated. And I think it's fair enough.
Yep.
We'll be starting training, apparently, perhaps within a month.
Right.
And no one knows what's...
You'll have the whistle out again.
The timeline of about trades and no one who's on the list and what players are moving where and all that sort of stuff. It's enormously frustrating.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see on that one. Obviously, the list talk. Dustin Martin, I think the move to Sydney potentially is real. I think...
Why do you say that?
Well, he likes to spend a lot of time in Sydney. In many ways, it's the buddy model where he can just get out of the limelight, Whitey. Hasn't got media waiting in the car park when he turns up to Sydney. Buddy likes that fact he can just do what he wants to do. He's got 2 years left on a deal. Let's just recap again on what Damien Hardwick said yesterday, just on Dusty. There's a little bit of love in the air.
Whatever Dustin's decision is moving forward is up to Dustin, and to be honest, he has my blessing. Like, what he's given me, us, our fans, has been incredible, and whatever we get from here on in is a real bonus.
Did he go a little bit too far there?
I think I heard that and I did raise my one eyebrow just when I was listening to that and I thought that's an unusual thing to say. But I think Dustin's an unusual case. I think he's always been different gravy and the relationship with him and Damien Hardwick and the footy club and just the way he lives his life, I think that's the way you probably, just watching from afar, that's the conversation you need to have when you're talking about Dustin Martin to other people publicly. That's the tone and sentiment you need to portray, I think, that it's his terms and he can do whatever Dusty wants to do. Read on that.
Yeah, I think they're treading very carefully because they don't know what Dustin wants to do, but I don't know whether Dustin knows what he wants to do. So I think they're trying to keep as little pressure on the situation as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's just
take all the
where
head
they're
out.
At, yeah.
So is he still a first rounder plus... a player like a Tom Papley at his age? I mean, what is he now, 31, 32, Dusty?
I don't think he's worth that much.
Who knows? Dusty, what is he worth? That's a bloody good question.
Because it depends how long he's going to play for.
Yeah.
He has a two-year deal left. Let's say he committed to that at Sydney for the next 2 years.
You need a commitment. Well, 2 years, I don't think 2 years is going to get you a first rounder at Tom Papley, is it?
No, it would be one or the other.
Yeah.
If that.
You need to be getting a 4 year deal before you start coughing up that sort of price, I would think.
And I think Dusty has the capability, if he wants to play for 3 or 4 more years, because particularly at and this is going back a long way, but almost playing that Lee Matthews type role towards the end and playing just inside 50, he could play to his 36, 37.
Well, Trent just said 30 in a sign language, which is very impressive.
He's a pretty impressive man, Trent.
It was almost some hieroglyphics, is that what?
No, that's Egyptian stuff.
But it was that complicated that it took me 2 minutes to work out what he was doing. It was quite crazy, but... Yeah, I think Dusty will be a story, no doubt, emerging. The other one is...
But they're making it no story. They're not even...
No,
they're not giving it any oxygen.
No, but he inflamed it.
He
should have said, look, we love Dusty so much. He's just playing great footy. Let's not even contemplate him going anywhere else at this stage. He's just a Richmond man, and we're just loving what he's doing week to week. I don't even want to speculate.
He said that at the end.
But he gave a green light to Dusty going, which is...
I think it was Damien Hardwick being very... secure and comfortable in the relationship he has with Dustin, the relationship Dustin has with the football club. It's just completely relieving the pressure.
Yeah, no, I like the honesty, but I think Dimmer would have come back to his office and sat down and thought, I probably said a bit too much.
Although
he ended up leading the news, and they don't want Dusty to be the leader of the news.
But if he says he's gonna stay forever, well, that leads the news anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. Any Dustin Martin conversation is leading the news. So you can say whatever
Not always half, but obviously some more talk about Vossi's son, Casey. Michael Voss's son, Casey.
Now, you heard that exclusively on RSN Breakfast yesterday.
This really come from left field, hasn't it? The stats that he's producing. And just talking to some recruiters yesterday in Brisbane.
Father-son.
Well, technically, it's not a father-son, but it will be a father-like-son issue. So I've spoken to a few clubs that say he will be taken, and what a story that will be. Vossi's boy up to the line.
So if they take him now, that means that it doesn't complicate anything moving forward with others that they want to take as father-sons, i.e. the Ashcrofts. Or Ashcroft. There are multiple Ashcrofts, but they're not in the same.
Yeah, they could take him now. I don't think he's at that level where you'd be haggling for early points around
Ashcroft.
No, Vossi.
Yeah, Vossi.
Oh, Ashcroft, right. Definitely.
Yeah.
But look, when you're looking at the numbers he's producing, he looks like Michael Voss, doesn't he?
He's got a Voss-like face.
Voss-like schnoz.
And physique. Strong little unit.
You'd like to hope that there was some resemblance.
Well, sometimes
it's not.
Throws
right.
to the damn side.
Yeah. But that's a great story. Obviously, the Lions really in the box set, and why wouldn't they? It's great PR. They can add him in, and he's probably ready to go and fill a hole even this year if they have a couple of injuries. Ready to go. He's having 30 touches in Sandful versus Waffle type games. So, travelling well. The other one, just quietly, Lockie Hunter training very strongly at the moment, a bit of cross training. So,
where does he play? What club?
Well, a significant story that he's out of footy at the moment, Whitey, at the Bulldogs.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
So just an update there that it's gone off the radar a little bit, but people very impressed with Lockie's track work. So may not be too far away. The centre bounce that we were talking about, there's been some respite half. Brett Roseby, who's been battling with the bounce, he can't get it up, as in his umpiring, the way he throws it up. And we're looking at the VFL situation at the moment.
What's happened to the VFL?
There's a guy called Jordan Pearson who's had an exemption. He can umpire in the VFL and not bounce the footy. So that's a first, and that's really opening the door now to the perhaps that if you're not a great bouncer of the ball, that you can still get away with umpiring.
But isn't that
this is the whole thing.
Common sense?
It is common sense.
I'm not having
a go at
you here.
Yeah.
But surely you've got three field umpires. When you're selecting your games, so there's 27 you've got to choose from over the course of the weekend. In each combination, you've got one good bouncer. So you only need 9 that can bounce the ball. And they bounce it every time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's too difficult.
No, but it's
a
fixture to put together.
I'm big on this with the bounce. The bounce must stay because it's another example. You start throwing it up, it's another example of the game just becoming like every other game and taking away any level of unpredictability. That's the whole thing about the bounce. We don't want it to go up straight
away. It will
time.
Go, unfortunately. Well, it's like the dodo.
No, it shouldn't go.
Because if
why do we accept it that, it's got to go?
But it's not being done at lower level. You're not bouncing the ball in the under 10.
So what?
Where do you practice your skills? Where do you learn your craft if you're a young umpire? If it's not happening in the feeder system. It's just about all over the bounce. It's going to be a lost art, like the Tassie Tiger. It's going to vanish.
No, I want the bounce.
The bounce must stay.
How does a young umpire learn to bounce when he's not doing it in junior footy or, say, suburban footy?
Surely the pathways, they can do bouncing still. They can practice it.
But you've got to do it in match
simulation.
Under 18,
starter games, and after goals, the VFL and the state leagues. Once you come through the pathways, you progress. You get more skills.
You don't think it's something that you can learn when you're 20. Oh. It's got something you're doing when you're 4.
Like, I think it was like kicking a footy, like young Campbell and James. If you're not teaching them now, Whitey, and I hope there's not a double drop happening with one of those boys, because if it's happening now, you can't fix it. It's all over.
It's not over, Steve. It's not over. You can teach the bounce. You can teach me to bounce the ball.
So you agree with me, Huff, that the bounce must stay?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like it to stay, but I think the way it's heading, it's on the way.
But why? I don't understand the way it's heading. What does that mean?
But because it's not happening at the lower levels.
I don't think that should have anything to do with what happens at the highest level.
You've got to practice it in the game. It's got to be part of the fabric of footy. So you can't just turn up at 20 and start trying to bounce the ball at training. It's a big step up, and then go into the AFL. Well, it's bloody hard. It's not easy to bounce that footy.
Well, it's seemingly this generation of umpires struggles, but why did the previous generations never struggle? They were doing it in heavy grounds, and they were still bouncing the bloody thing. But I don't get this. I absolutely don't get all this.
Spot on.
Yeah. Well,
and if it's a horrendous bounce, okay, it gets taken back. But you still want that level of unpredictability, that it's not just just make it a tip off.
Yep.
Like, Australian football is good because it's different to other sports.
Yeah. Good SMS here, Steve. You're not teaching kids zones either. Junior footy's got zones these days. They don't play that in the AFL. So they can't play junior footy then. That's what you're saying.
No, but
they can't play.
That's not a skill.
Well, my word is, you're stuck in a movement, and movement pattern. You're playing in the thirds of the ground. You can't do that in the AFL.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
You can't play them.
I don't like the zones.
How long has it been since they've been bouncing balls in under 15s?
I wouldn't have thought they ever did that.
No.
I reckon it did in my day.
They bounced the ball around the ground in under 14s at Shepparton.
Yep, and in the middle, proper football.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think they've ever.
It's a bit boggy out some of those grounds. But the crowds are a worry, Half. We've touched on this, haven't we? So the AFL now giving free tickets to kids under 14.
Good.
In rounds 14 to 17. So there's no excuse for Whitey not to go to the footy now, rounds 14 to 17 with the family. It's all there for him.
Good.
So 31,000 the average this year, down from 37 in 2019, which was the last COVID-free year. This is the lowest crowds now since 95, when it was 29,000. So there's reasons for that. There's COVID, lower crowds at Optus Stadium, et cetera, but Whitey sort of thinks that the magic of footy's gone, and perhaps that there's some sign that...
I'm not saying the magic of footy has gone. I think our habits have changed, and I think there are a lot of people that have become disillusioned with the way the game is either played, officiated, or all the hullabaloo around the game.
Hullabaloo. Good reference.
Well, we need more before the game, too. Curtain raisers.
I just think that more and more people my age, and I'm...
Old?
No.
You are?
No, I'm not old.
You need to accept that.
Anyway, I'm in my mid-40s.
Old.
It's hard to say that. They go to local footy now. Yeah. They don't even go... And I used to think that was for older people.
Old.
And perhaps Red Rooster. Red Rooster was perhaps a big blow. It was a PR.
I just think there are a lot of people that are frustrated with the way the game is being played / officiated. I think that's the second biggest issue behind COVID, and behaviours changing and concerns around public transport and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Pickett and Rowbottom both lost, which was really... They gave it a crack last night, but a bit of a waste of time, Half, let's be honest.
Yeah, but you're entitled to have a crack and defend yourself.
You're entitled to have a crack, but we weren't getting too carried away about their chances. So I'm out of here. I'm going to contact Rocket, who's...
Can you call Rocket, please?
He's red hot on Essendon, Heppel and the Suns. He knows a fair bit about the Suns.
He does. I wonder what he'll say about our friends up north after their season to date.